This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. On Sunday, U.S. President Donald Trump announced a U.S. military operation in northwest Syria, successfully targeted and eliminated Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
In a rare Sunday address here at the White House, the president says American intelligence found the Islamic State leader in northwestern Syria. Commandos stormed a compound a few miles from the Turkish border and chased him into a dead-end tunnel, where the president says a whimpering al-Baghdadi set off a suicide vest.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward.
Al-Baghdadi's killing is a big foreign policy win for a president already being criticized for pulling American troops back in Syria and facing impeachment proceedings at home. He's suggesting it's more significant than the Obama administration's takedown of Osama bin Laden. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Turkey's army says Kurdish fighters killed one Turkish soldier and wounded five others amid a shaky truce in northern Syria. The latest death brings its military death toll to 11 since the launch of its cross-border operation. A 150-hour truce brokered by Russia, allowing Syrian Kurdish fighters to complete their withdrawal, runs out late on Tuesday. The U.S. Chief Peace Negotiator for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, met leaders in Kabul on Sunday after arriving in the country on an unannounced visit. This is his first visit since President Donald Trump halted talks with Taliban insurgents on ending the Afghan war. Afghan officials say the results of last month's presidential election will be announced on November 14th. And from Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Thousands of Iraqi protesters stood fast in Baghdad's central Tahrir Square on Sunday, defying a bloody crackdown that killed scores over the weekend. Young men had erected barricades on a bridge leading to the capital's fortified green zone against security forces who continued to fire tear gas canisters toward them. At least 69 Iraqis were killed on Friday and Saturday. Hundreds wounded as demonstrators clashed with security forces and militia groups. British police say three suspects who were arrested in the deaths of 39 people hidden in a shipping container have been released on bail. AP's Zuria Shackley reports.
Police in southeastern England said that a 38-year-old man, a 38-year-old woman, both from the northern English town of Warrington, and a 45-year-old man from Northern Ireland have been released after being questioned on suspicion of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people. The bodies were found early Wednesday in an industrial park in southeastern England. Essex police have charged the driver of the truck, 25-year-old Maurice Robinson of Northern Ireland, with 39 counts of manslaughter, conspiracy to traffic people, and conspiracy to assist unlawful immigration money laundering. Zaria Shakili, London.
Authorities in Northern California ordered 180,000 residents to flee their homes Sunday as historic winds fueled a wildfire in the wine country. CAL FIRE spokesman Brendan Hall says the evacuation is a matter of public and firefighter safety.
They evacuate people proactively based on what they think the situation will do. And if firefighters have to worry about people that haven't evacuated, then their safety is already compromised.
Officials say the current wildfire, dubbed the Kincaid Fire, began on Wednesday night and is only 10% contained. Hall says firefighters are battling the blaze on three fronts.
There's firefighters out doing perimeter control. There's firefighters doing structural protection. And there's aircraft out trying to take the heat out of the head of the fire.
The local electric company says electricity was shut off for millions of people in an effort to prevent more fires. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expressing his support for a broad national unity government as a new round of talks begin with his chief challenger over a potential power-sharing agreement. Speaking to his cabinet, he says such a coalition is essential for Israel to end what he said were mounting security challenges around the region. And Boris Johnson's Conservatives stepped up pressure on British lawmakers Sunday to back the Prime Minister's bid to hold an early election and break Britain's Brexit impasse. But with the main opposition Labour Party waiting for the European Union to grant a Brexit delay, two other parties launching their own bid for an earlier election, observers say the government's bid, so far, looks set to fail. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.